Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 14th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we look beyond Remembrance Sunday to the vision for hope for the future found in Revelation chapter 21, reminding ourselves that this is not the end. One day God will make everything new. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Bible reading is Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7. If you have a Bible or an app, then please open it now and share with me as we read together. The New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Amen. For those who were Christians fighting on our behalf, particularly during the two world wars of the 20th century, there must have been times when they were comforted by the sense of God's presence with them, in the trenches, in the aircraft and the boats, at the lookout points, around the decision-making tables. As we dive back into Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7, focusing on the theme of God dwelling among his people, we see that in this passage, we are reminded of the ultimate hope we have as believers, the promise of God's presence. Verse 3 says, "I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them.'" This is a powerful declaration that brings immense joy to our hearts. It reminds us that God desires to be in a close and intimate relationship with his people. When we think about the joy of God's presence, we can find comfort and assurance. In his presence, we experience love, peace, and a deep sense of belonging. We are reminded that we are never alone, for God is always with us. His presence brings healing to our brokenness. It brings strength to our weakness, and it brings hope to our despair. As we reflect on this truth, let us consider the impact it has on our lives. How does knowing that God dwells among his people change the way we live? How does it influence our relationships, our decisions, and our priorities? Take a moment just now to ponder these questions and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. May today be filled with the joy of God's presence. Let us seek him wholeheartedly, knowing that he is near. May his presence guide us. May it comfort us and may it transform us. and may we each be a reflection of His love and grace to those around us. As you reflect on these thoughts, and you may want to go a little deeper, then perhaps use this question to help you. How can you cultivate a greater awareness of God's presence in your daily life? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we consider the assurance of eternal joy and the end of all suffering.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.